Every spring, inspectors for the Spokane County Weed Board go out and look for invasive weeds. As many as 5,000 warning letters are sent to landowners explaining that an invasive weed has been seen on their property and they must take steps to get rid of it. There's a list of all the weeds in the state that are considered to be invasive, and there are 10 to 15 that are the most prevalent in Spokane County. Those weeds are invading non-native plants that can cause various issues, like crowding out native species, are toxic to animals, and can cause problems for farmers by getting into hay fields or contaminating grain. There are various ways to try to get rid of invasive weeds, including mowing early in the spring to cut the seed heads down, planting various grasses that might crowd out the weeds, or spraying chemicals. In fact, the county warning letter contains a list of a couple dozen companies that are authorized to spray chemicals to get rid of the weeds. Dave Munt is with the Spokane County Weed Board.
Herbicides are the most effective. Okay, again, when used properly, and it's not a magic bullet, but it is something where a person, if they really want to eradicate or get rid of the noxious weeds quicker, I guess is what it comes down to. That is really a tool that you need to use.
But for some, use of herbicides might be a less than ideal solution. Not mentioned in the introductory warning letter from the county is the possible use of biological controls. Such controls usually mean an insect that consumes the invasive weed. A program using biocontrols has been used by the WSU Extension Service since 1999. Various insects are used to treat specific types of weeds. The insects are federally approved and do not attack native plants or any crops. Biocontrol specialist with WSU Extension, Jennifer Andres, says such controls often take years to be effective. She cites one successful case where weevils were used to control the weed Dalmatian toadflax in the Mettow Valley. She says major progress was noted after the relatively short time frame of 3 years.
I got a message from a Forest Service person who works out in the Mettow Valley, and he said in his 20 or 25 years of working in weed control, he's never seen anything like it. And it's the most successful kind of weed control he's ever seen, including herbicides.
For landowners who receive the letter from the Weed Board, it can be a somewhat daunting challenge. Dave Munt says if they don't hear back from a landowner, they will send out a second letter. And if the infestation is bad enough, they have the authority to go on a property and apply herbicides, then bill the property owner. Pat Munts of WSU Spokane County Extension says the best strategy is to work with the Weed Board to come up with a long-term plan of how you hope to deal with the issue.
If you get input put from the Weed Board, from Extension, you know, and in coming up with a plan, then you're more likely to move forward at the right time of the year and start getting it under control. Even just talking to your Weed Board inspector for that region, you know, is a step in the right direction because they know you're trying to put something together.
Dave Munts with the Weed Board confirms the best strategy is to work with the board to come up with a plan for dealing with the pests and says that staff members can pay a visit to your property to help you formulate a strategy. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.